Ains, as you can understand, there's a slight delay on the line because he's in the middle of nowhere and I believe he's done a calf muscle. Brian Ricks, good morning.
Good morning, Darren. Good morning, John. Yes, suffered an injury, an old footy injury. Went down like a shot fox, Darren. I was pushing your mate's sidecar, helping him get out of a little courtyard of a hotel, and popped a left calf muscle, which is very painful. But we've had to push on. We've left the beautiful city of Samarkand, crossed the deserts of Uzbekistan. Temperatures ranged up to 40-plus degrees. Yesterday was... I know you guys are shivering over there, but yesterday was no lower than 34. Standing at a border crossing for 3 hours trying to cross the border got to about 37. Because you've got to remember which part of the world we're in. Some of the borders are shut. They're very close to Afghanistan. They're very close to the illicit trade routes into Europe. And we had to try two different border crossings and head north towards Tashkent before we could cross the border into Tajikistan. So it was a very, very long day. But now we're heading south down towards Dushanbe. If you've got the map in front of you there, Darren, that's the start of the Pamir Highway, right. And right on the border with Afghanistan.
Now, Brian, it's lovely to hear you talking from the stands because they're countries that they sound like outer planets to me. I've never been there, but I know Samarkand is famous for its beautiful blue tiles of the mosques. And the Pamir Highway that you just said, is that the one that goes through all the enormous mountains?
Yes, that's right, Jane. It's through the mountains. And we've spoken to two Italians who are coming the other way, and they said it was just gorgeous. You know, they're heading across the desert, so they're in for a treat going across the deserts. But we're really looking forward to looking at the Pamir region. There's been some disasters there, which I'm no doubt the West would never know about, but there's been a lot of rain about a month ago, and there are landslides there, and people killed in the landslides. And I'm talking 100 metres of mud sliding down a mountain and taking out a village. And I know that some parts of the road are cut, and they're repairing it, but there are other ways around. So when we get to Dushanbe, we'll find out more details about that. We're told people there are really, really friendly. There's a little village that you can go to, and if you get there on a Saturday morning, you can actually cross into Afghanistan, trade with the Afghan people in the north there. So I'm not sure whether we'll make that or not, but it really is frontier country around here.
Yeah, you're not too far from, I mean, Kabul. You look at the map and you just see places like Kabul, which we're very, very familiar with, and Islamabad's just around the corner. It's you are in uncharted waters as far as I'm concerned,
planets.
My friend, with a busted calf.
Yeah, I'll have to strap it up, Darren. I'll need all my strength to get it through the Pamir region. It's an unmade road and pretty rough, apparently. But we'll be okay. I'll spend a couple of days in Dushanbe resting up, and I should be okay. But really looking forward to it.
Brian, what are you eating? What's the on the diet? You know, what's basically do you find in the restaurants?
A lot of lamb, a lot of beef, Shashlik type meals, beautiful, beautiful rice. If you've had Persian rice, it's very similar to that, mixed with a bit of oil, not a lot of oil, but shaved carrot and things like that. It seems to be a staple here. It's called palau or plov. Some people call it plov. Salads, beautiful salads. Then across the border into Tajikistan, it's acres and acres, I should say hectares, of beautiful fields of vegetables and things like that. And one of the big crops here, of course, is cotton.
What about your bike? How's that going? I mean, the nearest BMW service centre is not going to be just around the corner.
And don't go to Kabul to find it.
I'm treating it as best I can, and I just hope it makes it. But I've been servicing it myself on the side of the road and in places, and I know that there's a place perhaps in Russia, the Tuksk, which is up near Lake Baikal, which is probably about 5 or 6 thousand kilometres from where we are, Darren. So we've got a long way to go. And I was conversing with a friend on the internet And I said, look, is there any chance of getting an oil filter? And he just laughed. So you do what you can.
Oh, well, you're amazing.
Thanks, guys. We really appreciate it. We're experiencing things here that we didn't experience anywhere else. You know, Uzbekistan's a young country, only created in 1993, and the people are so friendly. We crossed the border yesterday to Tajikistan. We're surrounded by half a dozen men. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Oh. And they're very, very genuine.
This is lovely to hear.
If you want to follow the adventures of Shirley and Brian, former head of the Homicide Squad, you can do so. They're on a BMW GS1200 in Tajikistan. And the address is aussiesoverland.com.au. Look after your calf, ice it up. You probably wouldn't get much ice over there, but be very careful this week. And hopefully the line too, Brian, can I just finish off by saying the line on your mobile phone to where we're talking to you is quite amazing. It's quite good, isn't it, Jane?
It is. It's a little bit of a delay, but that's okay. Good on you, Brian. Say hi to Shirley.
That's fantastic, guys. Enjoy the coldness.
Oh,
thanks.
Enjoy the heat.
Yeah, that's right. Which would you rather? Cool. It's 5 to 9.
If you want your advertising to really drum up business, see what I did? Make sure you add radio in your marketing mix, because now we know just how much of a difference...